everyone, welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we are a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So sit back, because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into Meta Cuts, YouTube Shorts, Twitter API, and Google AI. Let's hop right into it, folks. As a part of their year of efficiency plan, Meta intends to cut their workforce by another 10,000 individuals and withdraw around 5,000 unfilled positions. The company will cancel lower priority projects and flatten the various organizations and divisions to reduce management layers. The restructuring efforts will start in Meta's tech groups in April, followed by their business groups in May, with some changes expected to be completed by the end of the year. Despite the restructuring, Meta plans to continue their investment in advancing AI and building the metaverse into all products as a part of their focus on the long term. YouTube Shorts is not helping creators make money, according to 5 talent managers, marketers, and consultants who just recently spoke to DigiDay. While creators' content, views, and impressions have grown, their watch time and revenue have taken a significant hit. Unlike YouTube's traditional method of compensating them based on watch time, the new Shorts monetization scheme pays creators based on total views. Despite YouTube's assurance that they're committed to building long-term partnership with creators can share in the platform's success, creators remain skeptical about its evolution and impact on their ad businesses. Some creators have created separate Shorts channels due to concerns over how their audience will collectively shift, despite YouTube wanting everything filtered into one thing. Twitter's academic API access, which allows researchers to access the platform data for free, is going behind a paywall, with the 3 enterprise packages starting at $42,000 per month for 50 million tweets, according to leaked document obtained by Wired. The more expensive tiers grant access to larger volumes of tweets, costing up to $210,000 per month, with the pricing model likely to price more organizations out of accessing the data. Critics say it will kill off academic discourse, with Twitter being a vital data set for understanding the internet and conversations in the global public square. So as you know, Twitter's new API pricing plan seems to be throwing some shade at marketers. Also, the changes could make it harder for you to afford and access valuable data for research and analysis. Without this data, your social media strategies and campaigns might suffer. So definitely take a look into it. Finally, Google Workspace will soon launch a suite of generative AI features. These include new ways to brainstorm, summarize, and generate text in Google Docs, the option to produce AI imagery, audio, and video to illustrate presentations in slides, and full emails based on brief bullet points in Gmail. These AI features are a response to the arrival of OpenAI's ChatGPT and Microsoft's launch of Bing Chatbot enabled earlier this year. However, AI text generating programs are notoriously unreliable, and their use in Google's enterprise software could cause major issues if they fail to attribute quotations or create false information. These tools can potentially save time and effort in tasks such as creating job descriptions, personalized marketing messages, and email summaries, which is allowing you to focus on other areas of your work. So definitely take a look into Google's new Workspace and their new AI tools. And that is today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I will happily see you all tomorrow.